Today, the Lord wants to encourage you and I as followers of Christ, or even those that want to be a follower of Christ, that once we have shared our heart to God about our past and our mistakes, that we no longer have to wear the stains of our past. We no longer have to wear the stains of our mistakes. It's not our identity any longer. In fact, Jesus says in John chapter 15, now I'm going to read this out of the Amplified, John chapter 15, verse 3. Listen to the words of Jesus. He says, "You are already clean because of the word which I have given you, the teachings which I have discussed with you." Read that again. You are already clean because of the word which I have given you, the teachings which I have discussed with you. And where do we find the teachings of Jesus? We find it in the Bible. Even in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 28, the Lord says, we are washed by the water of the word of God. We are washed. So not only he washes away the stain, right? The stain of our mistakes, the stain of our sin, but he also brings us into the newness of life, where that negative cycle, that negative train of thought, or whatever it is that's been a struggle, that mistake that seems to keep happening over and over, that too will be a thing in of the past, right? Look, 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us that if any person is in Christ Jesus, the old is passed away, and behold, all things become new. All means all. It means how we look at things. It means our thoughts. It means our actions. It means the way that we handle things. The Lord is making us into his image of what he sees for us. And that is free. And that is full of love, full of mercy, all of the things that Jesus is. That is what he is bringing into our lives. So no, you no longer have to wear the stains of your past, the stains of your mistakes. You no longer have to wear them because we are clean by the word of God. So I encourage you to get into the word of God. Look, read it aloud, hear it, put it in your earbuds if you need to, but hear what he has to say. Read what he has to say about you. I'm a witness that you will begin to walk in that freedom, and those thoughts and those things will get lighter and lighter and lighter until they are gone out of your mind and out of your thoughts, and even those habits all gone, part of the past. So that is my encouragement to you. I'll definitely put some scriptures in the description box that can maybe help jumpstart you into just believing what the Lord has to say about you. So I just pray, Father, right now for everyone that is listening to the sound of my voice, oh God, that they will begin to walk in the newness of freedom, oh God, that they will believe that they no longer have to wear the stains of their past, the stains of their mistakes, that they are cleaned by your word, they are washed by the water of your word, oh God. So I just thank you that they will find the time to listen, to hear, to read your word. And it's in Jesus' name that I do pray and give thanks. Amen. Amen. Be blessed, everyone. I will see you next week.